Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've been talking about what we're wearing tonight and, you know, how lovely Katie's going to look. I have a question, though, because I did notice something.
What?
I don't know if this is... I'm not really tapped into the nail game.
Okay.
I noticed your fingernails are a different color than your toenails. Is that good or bad? It's bad.
Isn't that how we do it? Am I doing it wrong?
I've always heard that your nails on your fingers should always match your toes.
It should be a matching combo. No, I've seen girls with different toes and nails.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody said, ladies?
Yeah, let us know if I'm doing it wrong.
303-691-1649.
Drastically different.
That was what was shocking to me, because your nails are like a blood red.
Yeah, the cherry red.
And
fire
your
truck
little
red.
Piggies are bright white.
I love white toes.
It's a shocking difference.
I really like white toes. I think it's such a sleek look. I always paint my toes white.
It's very aerodynamic.
The red was for wine time tonight. Like, that's why I did the red, because I wanted it to match my shoes. So I did the, you know, cherry red for the hands. And then white for the toes, but I like how it looks. I didn't
see the phones ringing,
I
ladies.
Didn't know I was doing
I
it wrong.
How would I know more about
does
this than you?
Well, does Nick do the same?
6-9-1-16-49.
She must do the same.
I feel like yes, she generally does the same because you got a matchy matchy. Open toed shoes tonight?
No, closed toed shoes. So maybe
this is
maybe I'm okay.
Get rid of it.
Maybe I'm okay.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
Josh is grabbing these calls really quick.
Yeah, because now I'm.
What?
And here's the thing, like, when I got my nails done, you think they would have said something. Like, no, you want your toes to be the same.
This is so ridiculous.
You know?
Those would be the experts right there.
They really would be. And I'm really, like, my girl Gracie and I, we tight. Like, I feel like this is something she could tell me.
Deb.
What?
Deb. Hi, Deb.
You called us, Deb.
My lipstick. I wasn't ready.
You're putting lipstick. I got to ask you, does your lipstick have to match your fingernails and your toenails?
No.
No? Okay, you can get
so
away with it.
So, I was a nail tech for 17 years.
Okay.
In Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
And just last night, I painted my nails bronco orange, and my toes are still... like a really party brown from the pool party last weekend. So I figure, like, at least they're like orange and brown, you know, kind of go together.
It sounds like really bad diarrhea, Dad. You might want to get that changed immediately.
No, you can do it, Katie. What colors do you have on?
So I have like the red, like the, you know, fire engine red for my hands. And then I have white toes.
Oh, you're good, girl.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Deb approves.
She's nail tech for 17 years in Denver,
exactly.
Colorado.
I know my stuff, girl. So. Well,
and you've got the throwback colors on, Deb, so I dig it. Go Broncos.
Brown's a throwback, huh?
It is. The throwback, yeah.
1960.
Looks like a football. You should paint the little lines, the laces on your toes, too, so they look like little footballs.
No, I do it on my hands so everybody could see them.
Yeah. No, that's
You know,
fun.
You decorate your hands, so... toes, I don't think you should decorate them.
So you're okay with the fingers being a different color than the feet. You say that's okay right now.
And yeah, why don't you like it? That's what I like to know.
I'm a little OCD. I feel like I want all 10 fingers and all 10 little piggies to look the same. And this is just, I'm pretty tapped into fashion, Deb. And I've just seen it on the Instagrams that ladies are supposed to have matching fingers and toes.
So do you make your wife do that?
I don't make her do anything, but she does it.
I bet you do because you're OCD.
Yeah.
And you would tell her that's not how you do it. Go back and change it.
I've actually threatened to leave her, Deb, if she doesn't change it.
This almost caused a divorce.
Believe it.
Deb, you're funny.
What kind of pool party were you at, Deb?
Oh, I'm at my apartment. They do it all. Yeah, they had limbo. We had a DJ. They... grilled and all the free alcohol that we could drink.
Deb got her drink on.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, I did. They were starting to mess with my eyebrows, and I was just laying there going, "Oh my God, what's going on?"
What? Wait,
did you pick up any cute fellas at this pool party?
No, there. No. But it was relaxing. It was good. You know, I invited some friends and stuff. So it was good. Right. And I was in my own apartment, you know, drunk, so.
Good times. Best time ever.
Deb, thank you for calling. You have
best
a very,
Friday call.
Very good weekend. All right, well,
fun.
According to Deb, you're fine, Katie. So. But she's also been very drunk in her
apartment.
Yeah, Deb sounds
right
wasted also. So.
And her toenails are brown, so I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. It's our Feel Good Friday, sharing all those special little moments throughout the month of August. Something good that happened to you. We want to hear about it. I know something good has happened to you in the month of August. Please call in and share it with us. We like to bring joy to the airwaves. We're making people smile and feel good today. It's a Feel Good Friday. 303-691-1649. What was the best moment of August for you? And I'll tell you right now, it doesn't have to be anything like a job promotion and you sued somebody and won a bunch of money. It can be small stuff too, you know? Like you had a really good tuna fish sandwich. We'll take anything.
I mean,
that runs the gamut, right? 303-691-1649 was the best moment of your month, Katie.
Oh, mine, I have to say it was Baby Nana's birthday, because if I don't, I will get a strongly worded text from her. So it was Baby Nana's birthday. It was the highlight of my whole month. Ooh. I loved it. Yay, birthday. What?
That's what you picked?
I have to. I don't think you understand. That has to be my pick this morning.
That girl needs to go to military school.
Living on his birthday.
You need to send her off to the military.
Best part of my month.
Is your daughter having her birthday. Yeah,
that I wasn't invited to, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Ah!
Oh, you be thinking about it.
But
I
it
want you to pick
the
a
best
different
part.
One.
I know. That is it. If I don't pick that, I'm in trouble from
she
my kid.
She will murder you. I see some of you calling and then hanging up, calling and hanging up. Don't do that. I think they're getting scared. We want to know the best part of August for you, big or small. 303-691-1649. How many parents are going to call in and say, oh, my kid's going back to school?
Yeah.
That was the best moment for
you
sure.
You included, right?
Call now. We are doing a Feel Good Friday, trying to bring some joy to Denver, Colorado today. Because it just makes everybody kind of feel good. It gives you the feels a little bit. Because there's so much crap going on out there in the world that we like to, you know, show you the light a little bit. So what was the best part of August for you? We did get a really nice message from Lisa, who said the best part was my trip to Vegas with my 82-year-old aunt from Vermont.
Aww.
We call her Rita the Roller. She rolled out of Vegas with $1,400.
Nice!
Rita the Roller!
Get it, Rita?
Here's Coral. Hi, Coral. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi! Okay, so it's Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of August for you?
My best part of August is I got to meet Zach Bryan.
You did?
And he signed my guitar strap, and then he offered us all tickets to his concert.
What? How did you pull that off?
Yeah, where'd you meet him?
We met him in, it's like it's called the Butcher Block in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, my neighbors, they own that restaurant. And the neighbor is my, like, friend.
Well, that's a pretty awesome experience.
So
and he got an autograph.
Yeah.
He came into the restaurant and, like, hung out with y'all.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
Awesome. He's such a good dude, too.
That's like, definitely a highlight.
Absolutely.
You are in the lead so far. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. Here's Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hello. It's a Feel Good Friday with Alex. All right, Alex, what was the best part of the month?
Well, a couple of things, actually, now that I remember. I got my car back after it being in the shop for about a month.
Oh
Lord. What was wrong with the car?
Well, the rack and pinion needed to be replaced because it was leaking. The transfer case needed to be replaced because it was leaking. But it was also good because my warranty that I got for it paid for it all.
Hey! Oh,
nice!
There you go.
You smart with the warranty.
Oh, the old rack and pinion, I tell you what. If I had a nickel. Well,
And then the second thing was I went to go see Lindsey Stirling, actually, at the beginning of August.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
She's the violin player, right?
Yeah, she is a violin player. She's
tears
actually
it up.
Pretty brilliant. She does her own acrobatics while playing the violin.
Don't
the
we
way.
All?
Yeah, no, she's amazing.
Don't we all?
She is so talented.
Absolutely. Oh, so, yeah, I got to do all that.
Those are two very, very good ones.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Thank you for calling and sharing. It's Feel Good Friday. If you want to share the best party of the month for you, 303-691-1649. Here's Mindy. Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. What was the best part of August?
So, same sentiment as Katie, my daughter's birthday.
Yes. Oh, we got to let you go, Mindy.
No, we don't. Let her talk.
We
got to
let
daughter.
You go.
What's your daughter's name, Mindy?
Elise.
Elise, okay.
She's got a stranglehold on you as well, huh?
Oh, we love them.
She's my world.
Exactly. Yeah. How old did she turn? What birthday was it?
The 20th.
That's a big one. Come on, in your 20s.
What'd you give her for her birthday? Definitely not independence.
She is so independent. It's scary. Oh, my gosh. But I gave her this really nice curling iron. She has really long hair. And
it's very nice.
It's a really good, expensive curling iron she's wanted.
Those are not cheap. Mindy, I guess thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. And happy birthday to your little. She's a Leo, too, right?
Oh, that's
her.
She's a Leo. Happy birthday to baby Nana.
Oh, barf.
Thank you, Mindy.
I'm going to go throw up in the trash can now, Mindy. All right, I love you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, give me a break.
I love that.
Boy, phone lines are still ringing. Listen, guys, we're calling it Feel Good Friday. If you want to call in and tell us the best part of August for you, we want to talk to you. We want to bring some smiles to the airwaves. Big or small, doesn't matter. 303-691-1649. Let me do one more before we play a quick song. Here's Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, the best part of August for you.
I bought my first house.
Yay!
Megan!
What part of town are you in?
Parker.
Congrats.
You know what? Doing that in Colorado, that's a huge pat on the back to you because that's not easily done.
Way
so.
To spend $700,000.
Way
Megan.
To go.
Pretty much, but it was my ex-husband's money. So 20 months post-divorce, I finally bought my kids and I a house.
This story got so much better.
Even better. Fantastic, Megan. Thank you for calling. I forgot to mention the best part of my month of August.
Yeah,
Went out and made a rather large purchase.
You did.
And it is so awesome. I love it so, so much, Katie.
You do?
It's a brand new deep freezer that we got in the basement.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to tell you, there's nothing better than getting brand new deep freeze.
You know?
The shelves are nice and clean. Nothing is sticky.
You make a good point.
You really organize everything in the freezer. Man, it's
fresh Freon, right?
It's been a good month. Here's Dominique. Hi, Dominique.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. What was the best part of your month for Feel Good Friday?
Well, it happened last Saturday. I was accepted, or I received a scholarship to a playwriting workshop, and I attended that. And then I went on an audition, which I hadn't done in 5 years, for an improv.
Well, you fancy.
Yeah.
I love this. I did so much improv and stuff in high school and college. This is like right up my alley, Dominique. So
yeah, it was a lot of fun. I didn't get it, but that's the gig, right?
That's all right. But good for you putting yourself out there. I love it.
It was a lot of fun. So thanks for letting me share. Happy Friday.
You as well. Have a great weekend. Here's Cody. Hi, Cody.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning, buddy. Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of August for you?
My wife and I celebrated 11 years of marriage.
No way!
Oh, congratulations!
And they said it wouldn't last, Cody.
You'd be surprised what they said.
Yeah, right?
Hey,
oh my gosh.
I'm going to tell you right now, my wife and I are sneaking off. We're celebrating 20 years of marriage, and I guarantee you her dad didn't think it was going to last.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Hater's going
to
hate, though,
right? Tell her dad to suck it.
Okay,
hey, did you get her anything special for your anniversary? Any gift or anything?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to try to keep it Feel Good Friday. So a lot happened in the month of August, and some of it not so great.
Okay.
So she actually stole me away and treated me.
Wow.
To an amazing date night that I did not see coming. We had big plans. We had to cancel them. Stuff happened.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, hey, you're coming with me. And she took me out and she got me a replacement wedding ring because as I got older, my fingers got fatter.
As they do.
Funny story, the ring doesn't fit. Oh. So I haven't been able to wear a wedding ring for like 3 years.
Oh.
But I keep reminding her, man, people be looking at me, girl, you better get a ring on it.
Like, I'm kind
ring.
Of a catch.
yep.
Cody, even congratulations. I got to get to a couple more quick calls, but dude, thank you for calling in, and congratulations to you crazy kids.
Hey, thanks, brother. Have thanks. A great day.
Thanks, Cody.
You too, Cody.
Betsy.
Hello.
Really quick, what was the best part of August for you?
So my youngest daughter just accepted a new job here in Colorado, and she's moving home.
Yay!
Coming back to the Centennial State.
What's her job?
Yep. She is going to be working for CSU Extension in their FNEP program, which is Food Nutrition Education Program.
What a good gig.
That's amazing. Yeah.
You got to be a proud mama bear.
I sure am.
Oh, Betsy.
And so happy. I'm so happy for you to be able to have them in the vicinity of you.
Betsy, thank Amazing. You for sharing for Feel Good Friday. I'm going to squeeze in one more. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good
morning, buddy. Feel
okay,
good.
I'm gonna this is it. Try to get through this. Okay. I'm going to try to get through this without losing it, Jer.
All right. It's all right. I've cried on this show many times.
The best part of my month, and my month has been epic. I got to take my kid to his first stadium show. Great trip with him. But when you were talking about Feel Good Friday, and I was just reflecting in my car after dropping my kid off to school, like what the show has meant to us over the last 4 years. And we started listening when I started commuting with my kid to sixth grade. He's in 10th grade now. And we were going through a transition with our family. And it was right around the time when you were going through a transition in the show, and it was the Dom and Jer show.
That's right.
And we were going to school one time, and we got the news that you guys were, like, breaking up, just like our family was, and we were devastated. And I was just reflecting on, like, all this transition, and he's had a rough time, and how the show has been an anchor for us, like just bringing some feel-good vibes and laughs every morning. And now that we're going back to school again, I've been like, wow, your show is kicking butt now. And this transition has worked out really well for you all.
That's
and
very kind.
It just made me feel like, hey, we're going to be okay. We're going to be good.
You're going to be
great.
We
are going to be good. And this show is, you know, we focus a lot on families and friendships and good vibes. And I'm glad that's rubbing off on you and your family, buddy.
Yeah, it means a lot to us to just be able to tune in every morning and hear y'all and laugh with y'all and just and feel good. And I really appreciate what y'all bring.
Man.
So thank you.
Thank you. This was a beautiful call, man. I'm tearing up a little
bit. I know.
Bit.
Like, it's brought me to tears over here. Hey. What is your son's name, Justin?
His name is Kai.
Okay. Hi,
shout
Kai.
Shout out to Justin and Kai this morning. Can't thank you enough for riding the wave of the changes here and loving what you hear. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah.
Justin, have a
thank
great
you
weekend,
so
dude.
Thank you.
You. Well, that right there was the cherry on top for me. How incredibly kind. We will do this again at the end of September. It's Feel Good Friday with JKJ here at Mix.